Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our monthly corporate conference call. My name is Mia Saritas. I am the founder of Labella Baskets and Gifts, and soon the new Labella Baskets and Gifts. And it's always a pleasure to gather with all of you, my great team of gift consultants from across the nation. I'm delighted to have you all here today. Now, I just want to say this. Despite facing challenges, such as the New York earthquake we had and the Monday solar eclipse, we're still standing strong, guys, and we're ready to continue building and prospering together, right? So I always say these obstacles, you know, I feel they serve as reminders of our resilience and determination to overcome any hurdles that come in our way. Watch out, right? Nothing's going to come in between our paths. So I want to express my gratitude to all of you each and every day. For your dedication, hard work, your unwavering commitment to our mission. Together, I know we've achieved remarkable success, and I have no doubt that we're going to continue to thrive as we navigate through whatever challenges come our way. So thank you for being part of our journey, and let's make today's call productive and inspiring. Okay, so today, we are going to focus on the new Labella Baskets and Gifts store, and our Mother's Day and the Mother's Day PDF catalogs that we created, okay? I wanted to provide a quick update on the exciting developments with the new Labella Baskets and Gift Store, as well as I just said before, the preparations of Mother's Day. Now, as many of you have read, which I hope you're getting the newsletter, I finalized the development team, and they already begun working on building our new website, and they're already going through so many pages really quickly. And I keep sending them back because I'm trying to do this in the best way possible. Like I see a vision, and I keep saying, "Oh, can you change this?" And they've been really, really kind. They really have. And you know, we're going to have a new system, a new website, a new shopping cart, and they're doing it from the ground up. We're not doing Shopify, WordPress. They're building it from scratch. So this is exciting. It's a significant project. It really is. And I'm thrilled to see, today was an exciting day for me to see it take its shape. Okay. I'm confident. I'm really, really confident, guys, that you're going to be pleased with the decisions I've made. And I'm excited about the incredible possibilities ahead. I really am. Okay. Now I'm aiming for a June 1st launch. I keep pressing them, but I don't want to keep repeating it to them. Like they know, they put it on the bulletin board, like June 1st. And things are running smoothly. There is a progression right now, and I'm just going to continue to keep updating you as we make more progress, okay? Now, on to Mother's Day. With the holiday approaching on Sunday, it's May 12th, right? I took the initiative to create two PDF catalogs to showcase our offerings, our gift items, okay? It made sense for me to handle this task directly, rather than doubling my work by involving a design team. Guys, usually I would send all my work to a web guy or a banner guy, and they will create a really nice. But I said, I don't have time. We don't have time. So believe it or not, I created that myself. I did a good job, didn't I? So the first catalog is spanning around 7 pages. It features our personalized gifts. This is all Mother's Day. I mean, I wasn't going to put all our personalized gifts, but if you remember anything from the personalized gift category, or you have pictures and they want to buy, I'll go over that as well. So it features personalized gifts, cookies, jewelry, candles, jewelry melts, flowers, plants, chocolate covered treats. Now the second catalog that just went out yesterday, it showcases gift baskets, which includes Spa Gourmet, Shirardelli, Godiva chocolate baskets, meat and cheese selections. Some really cute tea baskets, and I think it's like one that has a box of teas with a variety of meat and cheeses. Really nice stuff, very colorful. So if you haven't received these catalogs yet, please reach out to support@labellabaskets.com, and we'll ensure you get them promptly. Okay, I know some of you have been emailing us, which is good. So I understand. This is really important that I explain this. I understand that without a website, some of you may feel unsure about how to proceed. Maybe you're uncomfortable. Maybe there's this fear. However, I want to reassure you that you could still effectively serve your customers by emailing them these PDF catalogs, okay? They're so beautiful. I think they are, but they're all organized. They see the pricing. They see the shipping. That's all they need to know. Now, yes, there's going to be tax, you know, put onto it, but we'll figure that out later. It's all about getting the order and getting their attention. And once everything is put up, like you find a customer, we'll provide you with the breakdown of costs, including the shipping, the tax, and your commission. So your commission still stands right now, okay? So you can then inform the customer of the total amount due. Now, regarding payment, please feel free to have your customer Venmo you, Cash App you, Zelle you. Collect the payments from your customers. Once you receive the payment, you could send us the total amount via Cash App. This is the only app I feel that does not deduct any fees. PayPal, I have a business PayPal, and they deduct like $3, $4 for every transaction. So I said Cash App is easier. It's been working. Now, remember, you're encouraged to keep your commission. So whatever you send us is minus your commission. So if you're at 20, you take 20%. If you're at 22, 24, 26, 28, all the way up to 40%, you keep your commission, and after that, you're going to receive our, you know, our regular template that says thank you, the thank you email from purchasing from the Bella Baskets. You're going to forward that to your customer along with the official order numbers, okay? Now, while the process, I know it's different from what we're accustomed to, it's proving to be effective because there's a lot of consultants right now, name a few, who are still moving and shaking and placing orders. Linda Lauer, Jennifer Lewis. In fact, Jen just got a 50-piece plantable cards order yesterday from a company. Linda's doing cookies and flowers and plants, and there's no stopping. And others like Elizabeth, there's Michelle, there's Susan. You know, Heidi's on board trying to do this as well. So it's about finding success without a website. Like I said, I know it's not the norm, but when you have that business in you and that no fear, and you're just going to put it out, okay, they're going to say no, it's okay, or whatever the situation is, embrace that no and just keep it moving, okay? Trust the process, guys, trust it, even if it's not our usual approach. Now, I've included the cutoff times for Mother's Day orders in the last newsletter, so please refer to that for your guidance. I want to assure that you don't miss on this important holiday. It's a big holiday. It's sometimes bigger than Valentine's Day in certain years. It's never bigger than the holidays, but it's up there. And we'll do the same. Now, if there's orders that you want other than Mother's Day, as I said before, if you know the item or if you have pictures of other things from the shopping cart that we had and you want to place an order for like a small box of cookies, a white box of cookies, any custom stuff from the personalized gifts, you just email me and I'll take care of you. If you want the customer to call me, I'll take care of the customer. I don't want you to lose out. But again, this is all optional. You don't have to do anything and you can wait until, you know, our new website is launched, okay? Now, the skincare line is doing really, really well. The price, yeah, I know. I would love to hear some reviews if any of you have purchased it to try it out. It's really, really a nice product with a great price point. If anyone buys it now for Mother's Day, as you could see on the PDF, I said, let me continue that free gift. So I just want to make the customers happy that if they purchase it, they will continue to get a free gift, okay? So any questions, I will love to answer them now. Welcome to the line. Press 5-star. Anybody? Press 5-star. Anybody here? Press 5-star. Any questions? Okay, I'm opening the line for 919. Please state your name.
It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. I can
from
help
North
you.
Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing well, keeping busy.
I see. I'm glad I was able to get on this call because I've been wanting to find out how I could get orders in because I just wasn't sure of how I could get orders in because I had a couple of people ask and I just put out like a email and text message to my friends and family to let them know to just hold off until further notice. But the two catalogs that you're talking about, the PDF catalog, I just sent the email to support and asked them if they could forward those catalogs to me.
Okay.
And,
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
And now that I know how I could get orders in, either they can call you directly or they can take their orders through either Zelle. I have Cash App. I don't have Zelle anymore, but Cash App. Once I receive the order, then I forward it to you. Is that how that works?
I mean, look, if you guys don't have a Cash App, be free to give them our Cash App.
Okay.
If you could give them my Cash App, you know, and with they need to have an order number. So I'll give you an order number first, and that order won't go out until obviously it's paid. So, you know, I'm going to help you guys. However, I want the customer to feel comfortable that, yeah, we're down, but, you know, we're still working. Now, if customers don't want to do that, I totally respect their decision. I get
right.
it. But hopefully you get some old customers that have been with you already that feel comfortable and know you and trust you, and they're like, yeah, I want these flowers to go out. So far, it's been like normal. And, you know,
yeah.
Linda and the other people could say, all the orders have been going out. The order numbers have been, you know, in sequence. You know, money, they're keeping their commissions. They're sending me whatever else is available. It's been working. And they're grateful, and I'm grateful that I could help them, you know, continue their business and not really shut down for a whole 2 months, you know.
Right.
But, Lisa, don't worry about it. You could give them my Cash App. I'm going to get you the PDF files first. Look them over. You can know what exactly we're sending for Mother's Day. And then send both PDFs to your customers. Let them choose what they want. And in the email, I'll write up an email for you that you could send with the PDF file to make them feel comfortable.
That's fine. I'm sure they don't. I'll give them the option. They can send it to me or they can send it to you. And the people that I know are very comfortable with me or whatever. So I'll give them that option. I just haven't taken any orders because I didn't know that we could order and wasn't quite sure how to go about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on the call today so we could figure this out together. And if you email support, we'll send you everything, okay, after this call, or if Sandy's listening
great.
Right now. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, I really don't want you to miss out. I know money is always this trust issue. Like, why do I got to send it to you and buy Zelle? I'm not taking credit cards right now. If I had the credit card thing running, then the customer could call me right away, or you guys get the credit cards and call me, but it's not that way right now. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. But these are good questions. Thank you, Lisa. That's a good question. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Okay, I'm opening the line for Teresa. Teresa just started. She started, and then we shut down. I'm so sorry, Teresa.
But I'm still happy. I'm in. Hi, Mia. How you doing? We're doing good, right?
No, we're doing good. We're doing good. I also want to say, before we start, Teresa, I do want to say, I know there's a few people who have been asking, are we still getting charged? No, guys, why would I charge you if we're not opened? I'm not that type of person or company. Everything's shut down. No credit card. I don't even have credit cards. The system is gone. It's gone. So just want to make sure there are no payments being processed for all of April, the end of March, for May. Until we launch, you guys are going to sign up all over again, like brand new consultants with your brand new store, brand new ID numbers, and all that good stuff, okay?
Okay?
Okay, so Teresa, how can I help you?
My question is, for example, the best mom ever is $49.99. How do I apply the taxes to tell my customer when they ask me what exactly amount I have to send you
Perfect question. Perfect question. Get the zip code right away. Whatever the zip code is, go to Google, put the zip code in, and say tax for this zip code. It could be 5.2%. It could be 8%, 6%. If there's any difficulty, you could just email us and we'll do it for you. This is how I want it to work, guys. If you really can't, you know, it's a little bit much for you guys. I'm not saying that you guys don't know how to do it. If you feel like you're getting a little overwhelmed, say, me, I got this order. Show it to me. I'll figure out the price, the tax. I need the zip code, though, for those orders. And then I don't need the name of the person. I just need the zip code. And then I'm going to send it right back to you, how much commission you're keeping, but how much you're going to tell the customer. Remember, you keep the commission. You don't tell the customer that part, okay? So we'll give the customer the total amount, and then I'm going to tell you, Teresa, you keep this, just send us this, okay? Is that easy?
Yes, fantastic. And also, yes. I want to say hi to Lisa. Lisa, I'm here in North Carolina between, I'm in Greensboro right now, but I leave my mother and my family at least 25 years in Raleigh. I moved down to Orlando.
Oh.
I want to see you.
Okay, Teresa, Lisa, connect. You both know. Okay, so Teresa, you have any more questions? Because I see more people raising their hands.
No, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Okay, anybody else have questions? Anybody else? Press 5 star. I know this is complicated, guys. You know, I could have said no orders at all, but some of you said, no, we want to continue. So this is what I'm doing. We're continuing. Okay, press 5 star if you have any other questions. Press 5 star. Anybody else, guys? No? Oh, okay, I'm opening the line for 678 area code. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad I jumped on today. I was passing through email and saw your announcement. So just want to find out, I've heard a little bit, so I only want to find out now when you will be back up and if the corporate number is still the same so that when you do make the announcement that you're on, I can call corporate and get involved because I can't log in right now.
Yeah. What's your name? I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, it's Beverly Harris. I'm sorry.
Beverly, okay. Yeah, we're gonna. My date is June 1st for launch.
Okay.
So, what's gonna? Are you part of the newsletter? Do you get out? You get our newsletters,
yes.
Right?
So I will. Today, yes.
Yeah, I will be sending the newsletter to all the consultants.
Okay.
And it's gonna tell them, like, you know, watch out for an email. You know, June 1st. Once we get the exact date, which my goal is June 1st. You all get an email to go and sign up at the corporate the corporate store. Okay. So it's going to be that easy. Okay. Thank you,
no
Beverly.
Problem. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad you're going to still be here with us. That's so wonderful. Okay. Anybody else? Press 5 star. Anybody else? Anybody else have questions for me? Okay, hopefully, if you have background noise, I just want to open up the line so I can speak to everybody, okay? And just mute yourself if you're driving or there's a lot of dogs and cats. I know cats don't make it noise, but, you know, I just want to quiet, so hold on 1 second. Okay, guys, everybody understand? Nobody has any questions? I was pretty
Mia.
Clear then, huh? Yes?
Mia, I have one more question about orders. What about the delivery charges?
It's there. The only the only ones that don't have delivery charges is the personalized gift. So this is how it works. One personalized gift is $9.99. Just one. After that, if they order 4 or 5 from the personalized store, I'm gonna have to figure it out, you know, with my chart. So you could add $1 or $2 after that, depending on the weight. Because personalized gifts is all by weight. The candles is all by weight. The cookies pretty much have a flat rate. So, you know, again, email me and we'll figure it out. And I answer everybody in seconds. I mean, I have people on Facebook DM. I mean, that's how fast we're working, so we can get these orders out. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, Mia.
So I'm here for you guys. Okay. Anybody else? So did you guys like the PDF that I worked really hard on?
Yes. Good job.
Wasn't it beautiful? I know. I'm so proud of myself. It took time and lots of music in the background and just keep doing it. It's work, guys. It really is. Okay, so no other questions. Nobody has any other questions. If there are any questions after we hang up, just email me. You can call me. The corporate numbers are working. The support number is 212-234-2969. Our email is support@labellabaskets.com. You could go on Facebook, DM. You could DM me. You know, I'd rather have an email because if too many DMs, then it gets really wild back there. But we're just going to keep moving forward. Now, Linda Lau, are you here?
Yes.
You've been placing orders, right, continuously?
Yes. I was a little concerned about this, if I put the size of the cookie box in there in the email yesterday, but you said you had it. So you were working on some kind of a form, but it didn't work out.
No. But you're placing orders, so everything is running smoothly, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying it would be helpful for everybody else if they knew what to send you exactly. So, you know, you got your name, your address.
I collect the email and the phone. I'll go over this. What I need for the order is exact. If you ever had an order before, I need the full recipient's name. Who's getting the? That's all I care about is who's shipping it, okay? I need the person that, see, I don't email the customers, you guys do, because that's going to be too much back here. So the email goes out to you. It says, Dear Linda Lauer, and then it has the person who's getting the order and then the description of the order and the order number. Once I send it to you, you could forward it, change the Dear to the customer who paid for the gift. Sometimes it's usually the person we're shipping it to, but sometimes it's really not. Like if it's me sending it to Linda, it should be Dear Mia, and then the shipping at the bottom is going to be Linda Lau, correct? So all I need is the recipient who's getting the gift, what they're getting, how many they're getting, and you could copy exactly off the PDF. And then I'll go over the pricing, I will go over the shipping, I will go over the tax, and then I'll send everything back to you, okay, with an order number. Does that sound easy, guys?
Don't forget the message, if they want a message.
Thank you, Linda. And Linda works me hard. So if there's a card message, please put the card message as well. If it's a personalized gift, on the PDF, I broke it down. You got to pick a color. How many characters for the name on the Sherpa blanket? How many characters for the picture frames? Everything is on that PDF. Just follow underneath the picture exactly what we need. But what I need from you guys, I'm going to repeat again, I need the person who's getting, who are we shipping this gift to? Their full name, full address, state, zip code, okay? And then a card message if it's going to as a gift. If it's the personalized gift, I need it broken down, guys. I need the size. If you guys make a mistake, you know we're going to email you back or we're going to call you and say, I need more information. So I'm not worried about that. But as long as you're getting orders, we'll take care of everything as we go along, okay? Any other questions? Now, people usually ask me, where do I find the recording? It is recording still, so hopefully there's no technical difficulties once I turn it off. I put the training calls in our labellabaskettraining.com, and you click on, in the directory, just click on conference call, and the call will be there, okay? I don't like posting them anymore because people were sharing them with other people. And, you know, what we say here is between us, you know. So that's why I don't post it on Facebook anymore and stuff like that. Okay, any other questions before we have a great weekend, everyone, right? But get the word out. It's you know, Mother's Day is going to be here real quickly. Anybody else have questions?
No.
Yes, Roseanne.
Can you repeat the report number? I'm sorry? Can you repeat the report number? Okay, you're in Colorado. Who's in Colorado? Okay, who's asking a question? I'm sorry. Anybody have a question? You want me to repeat what? I'm sorry. Yes, I can hear you.
It's Roseanne Nguyen in Colorado.
Hi, Roseanne. Okay, that was a hard one. Everybody's talking. How can I help you?
Just a quick question. I came on late. I heard you say there were PDFs of blogs, and I wondered, do I get them?
Just email us right now, and we'll send you both. Just email support at Labella Baskets right now, and you'll get both right now, okay? And I'm telling you guys, you know, once you get the PDF, you will see it looks like a store, like a shopping cart. All the
like
items, three across. Excuse me?
Looks like a web page.
It looks like a web page. I know. I'm really proud of myself. If I could design stuff like that, that would be good for the future. But let's leave the other guys to do it. It's just a lot of work, but it is. It looks like a web page. And all the personalized gifts are together. All the cookies are together. All the candles are together. And I even added the skincare line up there as well with the free gift. So if you send that to your customer, every bit of information that they need is on those two PDF files. And the second one is all, isn't it beautiful, beautiful gift baskets we have this year and spa baskets. And there's one more partner, and they're really slow this year. They're working hard to send me. So there's going to be one more page of gift baskets, hopefully by next week, okay? So anybody else? So if you know, please send an email to support so you could get those PDF files. I know not everyone's getting them. I know no. They're too big for me to put on the newsletter. They won't allow me to put it. They're just too large. But for emails, it does go through. Okay, Roseanne? Did you email us?
Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Anybody else? Anybody else have questions? Okay, guys, I don't want to overwhelm you with this project right now, but again, I just wanted to keep Mother's Day open. If you can, get a few orders and get some commission in your pocket. We still have the jewelry. Orders have been coming in for the wholesale jewelry.
Hey.
People want to sell that to make some extra money, which is awesome. We're shipping many boxes out on Monday. So anybody else? Anybody else have any questions before we go? I don't think I missed anything. Okay, guys. Well, you have a beautiful weekend. Be safe out there. Hopefully we're not going to have any world disasters going on. But we're here. We're going to stay strong, and we're going to keep moving and moving until our launch date, which I'm really, really excited. I really am. Okay, guys, have a great day, everyone, and please email me if you have any further questions that were not answered on this call. Okay? Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye,
Mia.
Thank you.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Bye. Thank you.